Mr. Mars, why don't you start for us and just kind of give us your opening thoughts of all of this?
Well, let me put it in the form of a question, George, to you and to your audience. What do you think would happen in the U.S. media if all the owners of the National Football League franchise teams all met in a big secluded hotel under heavy armed guard, came out after a week and refused to tell anyone what they had discussed? Don't you think they would go ballistic? Don't you think they'd start crying, you know, price fixing, you know, collusion, this is a conspiracy? But when these world corporate leaders meet, you get not a word in the corporate mass media.
Well said, Jim Mars. Daniel Estulin, you were at the Bilderberg Conference in Ottawa, Canada. Give me your overview. You're an expert. Your book has been published, 28 countries. It's called The True History of the Bilderberg Club. What's your take on this group, Daniel?
Well, good evening to Jim and to Alex. Bilderberg is not a person. I think of Bilderberg as an ideal of a very powerful group of people who, from their position of power, I intend on destroying every constitution on earth, no matter how long-lasting it or they may be. If we think about it, the Second World War, which was fought because it had to be fought at a terrifying cost to human life, has not been won in real terms. What we have done is we have removed a psychopath and his group of assassins. But the ideal behind them today lives on in a group called the Bilderberg Club, also known as Nazi International, and whose real name is the Synergist Movement. And the intention behind each and all of the Bilderberg meetings is about how to create a synergist aristocracy of purpose between Europe and the United States, and how to come to agreement on questions of policy, economics, and strategy in jointly ruling the world. And in this case, the NATO alliance was their crucial base of operation and subversion, because it afforded the Bilderbergers the backdrop for their plans of perpetual war, or at least for their nuclear blackmail policy.
Daniel, let me ask you this, and then we'll go to Alex Jones. Was the intent of the Bilderberg when it was formed back 50-plus years ago, did it have a good intent originally, or was it kind of sinister from the get-go?
Well, actually, if we extrapolate even further into the past, the forerunners of the Bilderbergers, or the British-Estinian Company, the Committee of 300, the Council of 300, and they've been at it for the last 350 years. So their purposes have never been good. And we can see over the last 50 years how all these other secret societies spawned the Bilderbergers. And later on in the programs, we'll talk about case points such as the war in Kosovo, which is about the drugs, and other numerous instances where we can see the hand of the Bilderbergers in place.
Okay, very good. Alex Jones, of course, you were up there in Ottawa. You have investigated the Bilderbergs for a number of years. You have your own thoughts on this.
Well, George, I agree with the statements. In fact, Jim stole my thunder. If we had 120, that's the number we have at Bilderberg, top Hollywood stars meeting in secret, the press could not be controlled. They would bust down the doors. They would get in there. And it's key to understand, until 6 years ago, the U.S. press never reported on Bilderberg other than saying it was a conspiracy theory. It didn't exist. I mean, I've had the New York Times attack me, it was 6 years ago, saying that Alex Jones believes in a place called Bohemian Grove and a place called Bilderberg, and he makes up these delusional theories about them. So we've totally seen that broken now, all over CBC, all over CTV, all over their major newspapers, front pages. It's even been in U.S. papers. The New York Times 2 years ago had big, you know, reports admitting that, yes, they want world government, but they want it because they love us and they're experts and they care. And you pose the question, are they good? Are they bad? Were they ever good? And Estulin's right. This goes back to the very same robber barons, the black nobility as they're known. Prince Bernhard, the big SS colonel, the king of the Netherlands, but when he was a prince, founded the Bilderberg in 54. They just gave it an official name. It had already existed. It was mainly founded with Nazi money, major Nazi connections, and it is openly run by the Queen of England, the Queen of the Netherlands, who was there this last week, and the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds. That's who's in attendance, that's who operates, that's who runs this. And the Bilderberg Group, after they got exposed, finally 3 years ago, if you type Bilderberg into Google, it's one of the top links, BBC did a report, and Bilderberg released they're very proud of themselves. Some of their 54 first documents and agenda, and they had the plan for a European Union. They are the progenitors. They are the masterminds of the EU. And even mainstream U.S. news now admits the American Union is already in place. We're going into it. The average American just doesn't know. And it supersedes national sovereignty and it destroys constitutions. It takes the freedom from the people. They want a world government that removes liberties on a country-by-country basis to ensure this worldwide tyranny, and that's exactly what the Bilderberg Group is doing. They are the power elite. They are the 120 top people, and tonight we can also talk about how they interlock with the Trilateral Commission, the CFR, Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove. The leaders of those organizations are also the leaders of the Bilderberg Group.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and what I'll do is I'll address one question to one of you, and then when that individual's finished, your microphones will all be up. Feel free to jump in, and let's do this as a discussion, as if we were sitting at some dinner table talking about this this group. Jim, this group, Bilderbergers, of course, the name comes from the hotel in the Netherlands. What do they want, Jim, in your opinion? What are they trying to do?
Well, first off, it is interesting that now as Alex said, there has been some actual mainstream media mention of these Bilderbergers, but let's face it, they don't even really, they're so secretive, they don't have a proper name. They're just, were called the Bilderbergers because they were first discovered meeting in 1954 at the Bilderberg Hotel there in Holland. And as Alex also mentioned, but kind of skipped right on over, they were created. One of the main creators was Prince Bernhard, who got in a lot of trouble for accepting bribes from Lockheed, and was a Nazi SS officer.
Oh, my God. And had they ended up at the OK Hotel years ago, they'd be called the OK Group by now, huh?
I guess so. Now, what do they want? Okay, here's my bottom line. They would like to present to us the idea that they want to bring about a what they themselves call globalism, or one world government, one world economy, one world military force to enforce the will. And, okay, now wait a minute. Philosophically, I am not necessarily opposed to globalism because we are one humanity. We are one people on this small planet, okay? But the problem is, George, they are pushing this through on us through secrecy, deceit, and everything else. Alex mentioned that the North American Free Trade Union is already in place. It absolutely is. In fact, very, very quickly here, there's going to be public hearings held in Texas for the Canamex Superhighway, this superhighway that's going to stretch from Mexico through the heart of America and right on into Canada. And they're going to exercise eminent domain. They're going to take people's property. They're going to cut the path right through the cities. And you're going to have these super double trailer tractor trucks hauling stuff from Mexico all the way up to Canada.